coming up next, I'm really lucky in that I have two of my good friends from college here tonight to tell stories who I met at UW-Madison, and they both came down to Chicago along with some other ones, and I've been so lucky that they've been here, even though I don't see them nearly enough. So the first one to come up tonight was on my first ever long-form improv team. Yeah. We were called Brostradamus. We were fucking great, and everyone on it is still friends and the best. Eric Losebaker!
Thank you. So honored to follow that Gifford story. Yay. All right. So last June, my boyfriend Peter and I went to Oregon for a 10-day trip. And for a few of those days, we went hiking in the Salmon Huckleberry Wilderness. It's this area outside of Portland. And the job of planning the hike had fallen to me. Before I started, I checked in with Peter. I was like, what are we looking for? What do we want from this hike? And he assured me he wanted to, quote, get lost. So I should mention, I am an Eagle Scout and had like done some hiking in my life. And he was born in Flushing, Queens, and is a city rat. So he doesn't know what the fuck he's doing. And I wish someone had mentioned that to me at that moment in time, but I was already off to the races looking for something that would like make Jack London cream his jeans. I was really going for it on this trip. And after a few months, I found like the perfect trip was a 15-mile loop. It was through old growth. We'd have a river, 5 miles a day, easy peasy, no problem. And we get into Portland, we rent a car, we drive up to the trailhead, and it's this beautiful summer day. And the sun is shining, and we like put on our 40-pound packs, and we snap a quick selfie, and we set off. And I should mention at this point, just to reiterate, we are in Oregon. And what is legal in Oregon? Yes, insanely good marijuana. Really prime stuff. And as we're like undertaking this first 500 feet or so of the hike, which is really just a 40-degree climb up from this riverbed into the mountains, I realize exactly how intense this weed is and how intense this hike is going to be for the next 3 days. Because on a map, I gotta say, guys, it's really hard to tell how steep trails are. Let's talk about this. Yes, there are topographical lines, right? Yes, those lines give you numbers that are the elevation for that spot. Yes, okay, we all understand this, but those lines are very squiggly, and they're very hard to follow, and I don't know, I hadn't looked at a non-city, non-Google map in about 10 years, you know, so... And if I'm being completely honest, I also cheated on my orientation merit badge in Boy Scouts. I just followed an old couple around the woods instead of learning how to use a compass. So, after a very, very poor first day, very intense, it becomes clear we're not going to make the loop. That's not going to happen. We're just going to go to a point, and then we are going to turn around and come back from that point. That seems much more feasible at this point. But it also becomes clear that neither of our bodies are in anywhere near trail shape. We are fucking dying. Muscles we didn't know we had are screaming. And the only thing that really soothes the pain is more weed. Especially edibles, which we have in abundance. So on day two, we end up climbing like another 3,000 feet up in elevation, before hitting a very underwhelming summit and turning around and realizing this is the as far as we get into the wilderness. We got to turn around and come back down. But as we're coming down the mountain, coming down is surprisingly harder than going up. It really hurts. And we find out that if we run, it hurts less. So giant running sticks in hand and massive packs on our backs. We're literally like running down the mountain in this like THC-riddled primal haze. And we make it down and we set up camp and we sleep. And then we're on day three and we are still very sore and still very high, but we're starting to find a rhythm. And we hit the trail with some good speed, and we're singing songs, and we're eating trail mix. And as we're seeing our trail from day one, just from the other side, and we remember we're going to come up to some Y's in the trail. We got to remember which way to go. We feel pretty confident we can do that. And we take a left at the first Y, and life is good. And we take a left at the second Y, and life quickly gets very bad. And this trail aggressively just zigs and zags down the mountain. And as I'm quietly voicing my concern about this path we've chosen, Peter is tearing down this trail as fast as humanly possible, because this trip needs to be over now. And at a certain point, the tree cover starts to thin out to nothing but a few shrubs and bushes. And then we see the roaring river a good 1,000 feet down on the side of this mountain. And the trail ahead of us peter off into nothing. Just stops on the side of the mountain. And this is the wrong trail. We were supposed to take a right. We did not. So we turn around and look at our path back up and finally fully realize how poor of a choice we've made, because we now have to climb up at least a 60-degree incline. And we end up planting our sticks into the mountain and then pulling ourselves up and then hoisting ourselves onto the nearest shrub and gathering our breath and praying that we are going to continue to be alive, and then repeating that. And then repeating that, and then repeating that, all while knowing that a single misstep will certainly send us tumbling down the mountain. And after a good 2 minutes of short, mad dashes for our lives, we get back to that split in the trail. And we hug, and Peter starts weeping, and I'm a robot, so I do not cry. We take a moment and we let the gravity of that situation fully wash over us and really let it sink in. And I close my eyes for a second. And then when I open them, Peter is exhaling a hit and passing me the bowl. And then we made it home. Thank you, guys.
One of the best dudes. So wonderful, so funny. I love you, Eric. I'm so happy you're here.